It's not just the law that can keep people imprisoned. Kidnappings in Mexico have soared in recent years. Most abductions are never reported to authorities because Mexican families fear reprisal. Even in my own family in Mexico, it's happened, but it's rarely talked about. Jose Garcia, though, wants to tell his kidnapping story. Jose is a U.S. citizen from Hood River, Oregon, but his wife was denied a green card in 2009 and barred from living in the U.S. So Jose visits her and their children in Mexico twice a year. After landing in Guadalajara earlier this year, Jose says his visit took a harrowing turn. We were unable to independently verify Garcia's story, but his relatives and attorney confirm his account. Here's Jose Garcia's kidnapping in his own words.
I was driving in the highway, and then I noticed that I was being followed by a pickup with people in it that were armed. So I got out of the road, but then they stopped too along with me. Then they approached me at gunpoint, saying to get out of the car, that not to ask questions. And then they took me in the back of the pickup. They covered me with a blanket. I calculate we drove like for 2 hours, and then we got to the place. They pulled me out of the pickup. Their faces were all covered up, so I didn't know who they were. They all of them were carrying long rifles. I was handcuffed, and then my face got covered with something. I think 2 hours later, they brought me a cell phone. They just asked, call one of your relatives and tell them that we want 2 million pesos. If not, then we're gonna kill you. I was blindfolded most of the time. I was just in dark the whole time. I would be just thinking of my life, of my kids. I was just hoping the best. I mean, but at the same time, I was expecting the worst. I didn't sleep at all because I was afraid if I'd sleep, they would kill me while I was asleep. At first, they treat me, they beat me up lightly just to show that they had power. They would beat the other people really severely. They wouldn't do that to me a lot because the reason I was there, it was for money. So I think they had to treat me somehow okay. I don't know. The people that were there were for other reasons. I don't know. But they would treat them really bad. I mean, they would almost kill them alive. So I would hear and listen to that every day. And I would hear all the pain that they were going through. One of those man was killed and decapitated and cut in pieces. Yeah. I didn't see it directly, but I could hear it, the conversations that they were having, how they were killing him in pieces. So first they shoot him just to make him suffer, and then he got decapitated, yeah, because I was listening to everything. And then later I could hear that they were cutting him in pieces. Piece by piece. One time I called my wife that they let me, and my daughter was there, and she asked me where I was because she was waiting for me. She knew that I was coming. I told her that I was working. I mean, that was I think more traumatic for me than listening to the guy getting killed. My daughter asking me where I was, and I couldn't tell her what was going on or where I was. One day, one of the guys that were taking care of me said, let's go to the hotel nearby. You're gonna take a shower. Then after that, they took me to this shopping center in the parking lot. One of my uncles was there already because they had told him that I was gonna be dropped there. So then from there, I was released. I think the toughest weeks, months have been after my release, not those 3 weeks. I get anxiety, I get anxious because I wanna get over it, but I can't yet. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's still stressful for me I'm still paying for my life.
That's Jose Garcia, a U.S. citizen from Hood River, Oregon. Garcia's relatives say they raised 1.5 million pesos, over $113,000, to free him. He told his story to Oregon Public Broadcasting's Jordana Gustafson.